In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
8:32 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fans. Joining us right now, courtesy of the Window Nation Guest Hotline, he's the man on the scene and PA announcer for Rosedale Christian. What's up, Cordell Woodland?
What's going on, guys?
Nothing much, man. Nothing much. Before we go on with Ravens news, Orioles missed out yesterday on Kyle Schwarber. He goes back to the Phillies reportedly for the same offer that the Orioles gave him, even though the Orioles missed on this one. With those reports that the Orioles offered him that, does that give you some hope moving forward?
Not a lot. Okay. I can't say a lot. Like, I want to see him win one of these bidding wars at some point. It's, you know, the good tries, I don't have many of those left in me at this point. They need some actual results. They need to bring some guys in. So, I mean, yeah, it's great to see that they are willing to swim in those deep waters and, you know, pay the big bucks. But if nobody takes it, if nobody takes the offer and they aren't able to get anything, I mean, where does that get them? So at some point I want to see results. But I am happy to see that they are willing to spend some money right now, it seems.
Yeah, it is. I'm with you. I'd like to see them win one. It's like the switch to football for a second. You know, the Ravens are not mathematically eliminated. They have their destinies in their hands. They went out there in the playoffs. Do you have any confidence in this team winning out? And do you think it's possible they don't win another game?
I think everything's possible, to be honest with you. I think we're in uncharted territory with this team. I think it's taken a while for people to kind of accept what they've been watching all year. And now, I mean, look, they could lose Sunday to the Bengals again. Well, why should I pick the Ravens right now? Why? I can't find a reason to. They could absolutely lose the rest of these games. I don't think that they will, but it's not a foregone conclusion that they'll win out either. This is a very flawed team right now that's playing inconsistent football at best. And I just don't have a lot of confidence that they can beat anybody these days.
Hey Cordell, real quick, before Jeremy asked you a question, I said yesterday, I don't think they'll win out. I don't think that they'll lose out. But if you made me bet one side or the other, I'd put my money on them losing out.
Yeah, I mean, because they just can't play complementary football.
Right.
I mean, when the offense is playing well, all of a sudden the defense can't stop anything. And if the defense is holding the other offense down, then, you know, the offense all of a sudden becomes stagnant. Then you got special teams that's, you know, messing up out there. It was an awful game Sunday for special teams. Awful game. So, yeah, I mean, they're just not clicking as a team right now. There's always something wrong. And it just feels like right now everything has to go perfect for them. You look at some of the plays on Sunday, some of the play to Bateman where it goes off his hands, or you've got things happening where go back to the Bengals game, all the craziness happens. The Isaiah Likely touchdown that wasn't on Sunday. It just feels like even when they make plays, that's not enough. They have to be perfect down the stretch, and I don't think they can be.
So, Cordell, as we're looking at the Ravens the rest of the way, they should be favored in at least three of these games. I mean, the look-ahead
favored
line.
This one.
Yeah, they're favored in this one. The look-ahead line, barring any injuries or anything catastrophic happening, has them actually favored against the Patriots, too. What is it going to take for them, maybe a finish to this season, for Harbaugh to get fired, or do you just think he's back regardless?
I've asked myself this question, and not because I'm looking for him to get fired, yeah. but just because it is what it is. I don't know. At one point, I was I was feeling like there's no way he can survive not making the playoffs. And well, before that, it was no way he can survive not making a conference championship. There's no way he can survive not winning a division or winning a playoff game. And it just feels like, at least in my mind, the bar is just getting lower yep. and lower and lower. And I just have I've asked around to other people too. I just can't get myself to the point. And at one point I said that I did think that he was gone if they missed the playoff. I'm not so certain anymore. I think, and look, there are plenty of reasons for him to go. If Zach Orr is fired at the end of the year, that's a John Harbaugh hire. That's his decision. He put his neck out on the line to give Zach Orr this chance. That's a fireable offense. Monk and the offense going over the cliff, that's a Harbaugh hire. These Lamar getting stepped on in practice in December, that may not be his fault, but certain things just start to add up. And I don't know, but I can't sit here today and say I'm confident that no matter what happens down the stretch of the season, that he'll be gone next year.
Where can we hear you the rest of the week, Cordell?
We'll be back next week. We'll be back next week on Friday from 6 to 8. But you can hear me throughout the week on the station. You can follow me on social media. I'm very active on there. We'll be back out at practice today. So we'll see what the week has. But you follow me on social media, you'll see that I'm kind of everywhere these days.
You're the man. Thanks a lot, man.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.